Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee of the WIPR reporting staff, concentrating a lot on what's happening in Baltimore County, and particularly now with the storm water fee, which is an issue which seems never to go away. And John, you were at a hearing the other day when there were people there who actually liked the fee. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't get a whole lot of press during this whole debate over the so-called rain tax. But I was keeping score of how many people were speaking for and against repealing the fee in Baltimore County. And it was even. And you had some people who were just, you know, homeowners who showed up and told the council, I've got no problem with this fee. Now, for a homeowner, it's not very much. It's under like $30 a year. But they said, you know, it's for a good cause. I'm happy to pay it. Please don't get rid of it. And you didn't hear a whole lot from that point of view.
Well, they can't actually get rid of it eventually. They're going to have to deal with it in one way or another. And that sort of leads us to a conflict between the county executive and the council.
That's right. The council has decided unanimously that it wants to phase out the stormwater management fee. It'll be gone in 2017. And so that's $16 million a year that the fee raised to pay for mandated projects. They have to pay for these projects, no matter what. So the county executive, Kevin Kamenetz, is saying, look, if you get rid of the fee, that's $16 million. It's got to come from somewhere. And he says he's fully committed to paying for the mandated projects, and he's fully committed to school construction. So he says other parts of the budget are going to get hit. Council's reaction to that is, hey, we do this all the time. We have stuff come up that we have to pay for. We find it in the budget. We have a big budget. We can find the money.
Sounds a little bit like payback between these people that are making decisions about what the county must do and how it must do it.
Well, there was a little allegation of retaliation, which is that Council Chair Kathy Bevins said she had this stormwater project of four dozen trees were going to get planted in her district. A member of the administration told her, oh, no, that's not going to happen or might not happen because of this action that council is going to take. Chairwoman Bevins says she called the administration on that. And Kamenetz's chief of staff, Don Moeller, says, no, the trees are fine. The trees will be planted. The county executive is fully committed to these projects. So you're having this tit-for-tat going on between the council and the county executive over this issue.
Well, isn't that interesting that, I mean, occasionally in politics and in life, you know, we see things, as a legislator in Annapolis said once, devolve down into matters of importance. And so, you know, you've got these guys talking about something that's very important, and then suddenly it's really at the level of tree planting, which a member of the council is really concerned about, right? Because this is the way he's serving or trying to serve his constituents.
Sure. This is the nuts and bolts of being a council member, right? Getting the trees planted. And she said that it's not just her, that other members of council also had the same experience. But again, what Kevin Kamenetz is saying is that, no, he's fully committed and he's going to get the mandate will be met. And so, but then again, the money has to come from somewhere.
Okay, John. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.